Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. I stole two cars this morning. I did. There was a guy down the road. He was taking his two kids to school, and he ran back in the house to get something. And I opened the door. I said, kids, no school today. Get moving. They ran back in the house, and I went joyriding.
Oh, I was going to say, what'd you do with the kids?
No. I told him. I said, look, I'm taking your dad's car, so you have to go back in the house.
And the second car?
Second car was, there's this guy with a Tesla, and he leaves it running in his driveway. I had driven a Tesla before, so I gave that a run as well.
But I don't think it works like that with a Tesla.
Doesn't?
No.
Well, it worked.
Oh, all right. It's fine. I yeah. Doesn't have an engine that stays running. So,
well, it was running.
Anyway, John's talking about no bail, which took effect in LA County.
Well, no crime
yesterday. What's that?
No crime was committed.
We did learn that car theft is one of those offenses considered non-serious, non-violent, and you can go without bail. Cite and release. This is unbelievable. The big development, maybe, is that 12 LA County cities filed a lawsuit Friday to try to postpone the zero bail policy. To our knowledge, that hasn't happened yet, but here they are: Whittier, Arcadia, Artesia, Covina, Downey, Glendora, Industry, Lakewood, Laverne, Palmdale, Santa Fe Springs, and Vernon. They want the court, but if they're going to go to LA County Superior Court, that's where this came from, so I don't know that they're going to have any luck, but they'd like an injunction slapped.
They're telling the court that the court
has... made the ruling, right.
...has committed an illegal act.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, we did get an official from one of those cities. We have the mayor of Whittier, Joe Vinatieri, coming back on the John and Ken show to explain why they're in on this court action.
Joe, welcome.
Good to talk to both you guys. It's been a while.
All right.
Been a while.
Yeah. As I understand it, this is a confusing issue, but the L.A. County Superior Court has the responsibility of setting what they call the bail schedule. How much bail should be charged for various crimes. And they've zeroed out a lot of crimes now. What is your legal argument as to why they don't have the power to do this?
Well, actually, they do have the power to do it. But the problem is the way the power has been exercised. Nobody knew about this. I mean, we knew about a month and a half ago. And then there were further changes made to the bail schedule just a week and a half ago, which tells me the document was still moving around. And the problem we have is that people already feel unsafe. And we all know intrinsically that something's wrong. We see it on TV. We feel it around us in our neighborhoods. You name it. So everyone knows something's wrong, and now we have this on top. And the big part about this is that you do a cite and release, what they call CR, cite and release in the field. Let me give you an example. It's basically a ticket. So let's say you're in Long Beach and you are driving too fast. You're going to get a ticket, okay? Cite and release, basically. Then you drive up to Pasadena and you decide you're still driving fast and you get a ticket from Pasadena PD. And then you drive down to Whittier and you're driving too fast and you get another ticket. So, other than the fact that you're stupid, but the fact is the Long Beach Department, the Pasadena Department, the Whittier Department, they don't know that you got a ticket. Well, that's what's going to happen here. Because many, many of these misdemeanor, quote unquote, low level crimes are now going to be called CR or cite and release. So if you decide to engage in retail theft, I'm looking here, it's 490.4 of the penal code, a retail theft committed on two or more separate occasions within a 12-month period, an aggregated value exceeds $950, CR. I'm reading from the misdemeanor bail schedule that went into effect yesterday. That's basically a cite release. So you go
cite and release theft, if they steal more than 950 or less than 950.
It says exceeds 950.
Well, hold on. Doing cite and release now if you steal more than 950?
Retail theft committed on two or more separate occasions within 12-month period and aggregated value exceeds 950. CR, and it's section 490.4A1-3. I got a whole bunch of these.
But let me ask you this. You're asking the LA Superior Court to admit that they've screwed up here. I would assume that they've thought this through before they issued this bail schedule with all its nuances, right? They do know the law. I mean, what...
They're making judgment calls, and that's what's particularly bothersome. I mean, it's one thing to be a court and be adjudicating a case with the facts in front of you and the law, and you apply the law and you come to a conclusion. That's what judges do. And in LA County, we got some really, really good judges who do that well. But what this is a bail schedule that they basically put together, and I don't know how much input they have, but they didn't have any input from those of us who are out in the field, those of us who have police officers. And I just say, going back to my example, if you do theft in Long Beach and then you go up to Pasadena, well, you get a CR, a cite and release in Long Beach. Then you go up to Pasadena, you get a cite and release. Then you go to Whittier, you get a cite and release. Part of the problem is we're talking theft. And it's like a traffic.
I don't know how much input do they need to know that if you're no longer putting them in jail temporarily and making them cough up bail, that you're going to get repeat criminals all day and night every day. I mean, obviously, that's going to happen. You don't have to get a law degree to figure that out.
Yeah, and here's what's particularly troublesome about this. Remember, we had zero bail during COVID, remember?
Yeah.
And that was understandable because we didn't want to be putting people together and everyone getting sick and all that. So that made all kinds of sense. But the problem is that when they did the zero bail for COVID, they had a specific provision for repeat offenders. And it said basically, while released on zero bail for subsequent separate offenses during the state of emergency, shall be pursuant to the applicable non-emergency. In other words, the regular bail schedule. So even during zero bail for COVID, they said if you commit a crime and you're on zero bail, then you're going to revert back to the regular bail schedule of however much money relates to that particular crime.
All right. Well, let's assume this superior court backs their original decision. Can you take it to an appeals court?
So what we've done is we filed the lawsuit, and we're thankful to have 12 cities with us, and we're going to have, from what I understand, a number more will be jumping on board today and tomorrow. We have a hearing on Wednesday morning. Part of the injunction we've relief requested goes to, well, where should this case be heard? Because if this bail schedule is done by the LA Superior Court judges or a group of them, and this is going to be heard in LA Superior Court. So there's a provision in the Code of Civil Procedure that allows a situation where you have one government entity, in essence, suing another one, you can move to a neutral court. And we've requested a transfer of this case from LA County Superior Court to Orange County Superior Court. We also have a concern, obviously, about the perception of bias and the appearance of impropriety because of a bias. And so that's also another part of the lawsuit.
Do you know if any of the adjoining counties have this no bail situation? Orange, San Bernardino, Ventura, any of them?
I do not believe that Orange County has it. I can't speak for the other counties. I know that there's some counties up north who are moving this direction. But what's really interesting about this, and you guys remember this, in 2018, the state legislature pushed zero bail to be effective. The people rose up and they did a referendum. So on the 2020 election that we had, it was Proposition 25, and it was the referendum to overturn the 2018 legislation. That referendum won 56% to 44%.
Okay, but
the
judges
of California said we're not going to do it.
But all right, but the Superior Court in LA County is not bound by that referendum. That referendum overrode the legislation that was passed in Sacramento.
Correct.
It still gave every county superior court system the right to set its own bail schedule, even if it is zero bail.
Yes, absolutely. But my point in saying this is the majority of people in California are against zero bail.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No question.
That's we know point. That, Joe. Yeah.
So we have a set of judges really have gone rogue here, and they're elected judges. Of course, no one ever pays attention to judge elections because nobody.
Well, we're gonna this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously.
The LA County presiding judge Samantha Jester is one that's speaking here about zero bail, and then we had another judge before that. I think his name was Riff, who made a decision that led to this. So we'll be looking at them when they're up for re-election. All right, well, Mayor Joe, maybe we'll have you back on if you have this Wednesday hearing. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think the biggest deal about this is the fact that it's catch and release, and there's no way of being able to keep people from doing the repeat offenses when they're out on zero bail like we had during COVID. And that's a major, major problem here in Los Angeles County because we do have repeat offenders, believe it or not.
Okay, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Okay, good to talk to you.
All right, that's Whittier Mayor Joe Vinatieri, and of course, Whittier is one of the 12 cities now that has gone to court to try to get us back to a bail system in LA County because we went zero bail yesterday. And he's bringing up the example I brought up. What happens if you get cite and release and you go back out and steal another car? And he's saying if you do it in another jurisdiction, they may not know that you already got cited and released in, you know, Long Beach if you come to Arcadia and do it. That's what he's saying. So John, you could go on a spree and like hop all over different places because it may be tough to track your site and releases.
Right. So my next car, I should not steal in L.A.
Yes, right. Pick
maybe,
another.
Maybe my third,
somewhere else in L.A. County.
My third car tonight will be in Santa Monica, then I'll steal.
Where does Deborah Mark live?
I'm not telling. I like my car.
Go there and take her
you
car.
You know what? I like your car, too.
No.
The fancy convertible.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll take it out of the garage today.
I'm going to leave early.
I'm going to grab your purse in there and run into the garage.
You better not.
And you can chase me.
I will, and then I'll steal your car.
It's probably small enough to fit under the arm that blocks the driveway, too. You go right under it. You don't need your key card or anything.
Thanks, Eric.
Or a toy car. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we're talking about, it's got a name, the zero bail policy. Did you know this, John? And an acronym, PARP. P-A-R-P, which stands for Pre-Arraignment Release Protocols.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see, that's what they do to cover PARP. Up how awful it is, right? If they talk about PARP, nobody's going to pay attention. They talk about zero bail for most everyday crimes. Then I think nobody wants this outside of the criminals. Nobody wants this.
Let me tell you where this came from, because I think a lot of people have the question. And I finally found the story. Philip Urquidy. His last name is U-R-Q-I-D-D-I, Urquidy. Believe it or not, he was living in his pickup truck. He was arrested on suspicion of vandalism last November. He was kept locked up for 5 days before he appeared before a judge because he couldn't afford the $20,000 bail or the 10% of that amount required by bail bondsman. He took a case to the L.A. County Superior Court. He got a trial, and he got a judge by the name of Lawrence Riff, appointed by Jerry Brown in 2015. Yeah, Jerry Brown is back again, to rule in his favor. After that decision was made, it was then brought before the larger bank of L.A. County Superior Court justices, and they then announced the decision that zero bail would be coming back.
And this is what they've all wanted to do. You just needed the right case. I mean, most criminals don't complain about their bail, right?
Right.
If they committed a crime, he vandalized. If it's 5 days in jail, it's 5 days in jail. They accept it. But who knows? Maybe some ACLU activist got involved in this and convinced Urquidy to, because they look for test cases. That's what the game is. Like, bring me a test case.
He found an activist group that took his case.
Sure.
Right.
And right, exactly. If he didn't have money,
a guy living in his truck, right?
Sure. Yeah. He's living in his truck. He can't even afford the $2,000 for the bail bondsman. So he doesn't have that money for an attorney. So this is the thing. This is what's not reported on. What's the story behind the attorney? It sounds like an activist group, and they wanted to get this kind of ruling. And the judge had probably told him all along, you bring me the right case, I'll get you that ruling. Because he knows he's got a majority on the L.A. County panel who will back him up.
Riff said he only had two questions during hearings on the case. Would issuing an injunction increase crime? And would it increase the likelihood of people failing to appear for court dates? And he says they brought to me a bunch of academic studies that said the answer to these questions is no.
Which is
academic studies.
Yeah, they got a lot of fake studies. Gascon is selling fake studies all the time.
Yeah, he is.
I don't listen to them. I use common sense. If there is no even an immediate consequence to a crime, it's going to create more crimes. I look at criminals, especially this variety of criminals, basically the way you do with toddlers. And I raised three toddlers. I know what the game is. If you let stuff happen, it'll keep happening. If you say no and mean it, there's a consequence, it stops. It's not complicated. It's raising children. Most of these criminals are people who come from families without fathers and occasionally without functioning mothers. So they never learned you don't steal other people's stuff. So they go out, they steal, they damage, they do whatever they want because, you know, they came from broken homes, non-existent family structure. Almost all of them do. You don't see people stealing if they come from two-parent families whose parents worked and kids were forced to go to school and do well. You never see crimes like this.
It was also my understanding that Sheriff Luna and LAPD Chief Moore, they didn't come to court and argue to keep bail when this judge kind of was looking for somebody from that side.
Okay.
That was also, I think, something else that happened.
So Luna shows up now to look like a hero?
Yes, now he showed up last week saying, oh, you shouldn't do this, right?
Well, where was he? See, that's the thing. It's what Villanueva said. He's a puppet. He's a puppet, and strategically he shows up to get on camera to make people think, oh, the sheriff's fighting for us. He's fighting for the good guys. No, he's not. When he was needed to engage in battle, he didn't show. Luna's a fraud. He's a fraud trying to cover up his tracks.
We'll have more on this later on in the show. We're going to talk to L.A. County Deputy D.A. John
Academic
McKinney,
studies.
Who's actually running for L.A. County D.A.
By the way, all those academics are left-wing lunatics, too. And they fake the studies. I was just reading the other day about how the ideology of the progressive movement has infected a lot of research and a lot of scientific study. You can't get published if you don't adhere to the rules of the progressive religion.
From what I'm reading, these studies came from UCLA and Berkeley law schools.
Well, yeah, so what do you think? What are you going to get? You think Berkeley's going to put out a study which says, wow, crime actually goes down when you force defendants to raise bail? You think they put out that study? No, right, they wouldn't.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
It's all discredited.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Well, coming up after 2 o'clock, we're expecting to talk to Kim Klinkenbrumer. She is the mother of LA County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, who just over 2 weeks ago was shot to death. He was stopped at a red light in his patrol car just outside the Palmdale Sheriff's Station. You probably know this story. It was big all over the country. She's agreed to talk to us along with Ryan's fiancee, Brittany, is also going to be on the show after 2. And of course, they made additional news when they announced, particularly Kim, she was unhappy that George Gascon is not seeking the death penalty against the shooter in the case of his name is Cataneo Salazar, whose family members say that he's paranoid schizophrenic. And apparently he just went out that night and decided to kill a police officer, and he found Deputy Klinkenbrumer's car nearby and just shot him in cold blood execution. So we'll talk to Kim and Brittany in about 30 minutes on the John and Ken Show. Well, guess who showed up on Friday? Because over the weekend, what's left of the Republican Party in the state of California had their convention. So guess who came to speak at their convention, their state convention?
Well, they got all the big names.
Well, the Trumpster. The Trumpster got a lot of news because he kind of made his way around town. Looked like he stopped for ice cream on the west side.
He stopped at one of my favorite ice cream shops, Carvel's.
Carvel's. That's an East Coast thing, right?
Yeah. There's one on Santa Monica Boulevard in Westwood. And I go there because it reminds me of East Coast ice cream.
Maybe that's what he thought, too. He's a New Yorker, right?
Right, yeah.
So he decided to stop in there. And he apparently also spoke at a Friday luncheon. And we have a couple of clips because it's proof that sometimes Trump can cut through like no other person running for any political office when it comes to what's really going on. Even if he likes to sort of embellish the story a little bit, make it a little wilder. But here's his first comments. And, of course, he knows that in California, the big news is all of the smash and grabs and shoplifting that's going on. Let's hear this one.
And we will immediately stop. And some people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe. You know, these people are killing people when they go into the stores. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases. And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot. Shot. Oh,
yes, always repeats his word. In case you missed it the first time, here's the best part of what I just said. Shot.
Listen to the crowd, though.
Oh, yeah, the crowd ate it up.
Yeah. As you are leaving that store. Shot.
He went on anti-Californian rants. He wasn't the only one, but he got the biggest response because he obviously has the delivery. DeSantis said a few things about California.
But you know what? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear a political leader say that. You know, that we're going to start shooting these guys.
So what's the idea? You're going to have troops outside every store, and if you're coming out stealing, they shoot, right?
You know, maybe
U.S. troops, or
I don't know. We can discuss the method. But he's right. If there was a consequence like that, it would stop.
Right.
You know, what do you think they do in Singapore and Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know, he added this, which is important. He said, you know, the word that they will shoot you, if that gets out, our nation within one day will be an entirely different place. So, you know, he's half of it. It's a deterrent, he's trying to say. Well, if you think you're going to be shot,
yes,
maybe you won't do it.
He's absolutely right. And right now, there's not even bail the day that you get cited. You're not even arrested anymore. You're cited. You're given a sheet of paper. How absurd is that?
You notice how they did this, too? They've gone from trying to release people that are in prison, then shorten prison sentences. Now they don't even want anybody in for a day or two with bail. That's what we're down to now. They don't want anybody in jail a day or two.
Yeah, and I knew this was coming. I absolutely knew that everything was step by step by step. And they were going to space it out by months, years. I mean, this has been now a 12-year project. I guarantee you there's some memo in 2011 or maybe in 2008 or 2006. Here's the plan. Here's how we do it. And do it through legislation. Do it through referendums that are sold with lies, with judges' decisions, judicial panels. I mean, you name it. Every possible way they got in power, the crazy people got in power, and now they're exercising their power. While they can, because you never know how long a political movement's going to last. And eventually they're going to run into a wall. There's going to be a bad backlash coming. And you can see Trump is the backlash. Trump is now publicly advocating for shoplifters to be shot. How many people are going to say, yeah, right on? And here we go. Yeah. I mean, inside Don't you feel a surge? Like, yeah, you're right. Damn right.
If you saw the story in the Times about this, the El Segundo Times, they tried to make it look like, oh, those are just those extremist, crazy people who just love this stuff.
I don't.
California bashing.
Well, I don't care what they write. They're another discredited operation. They're a bunch of like 25-year-old woke progressives who are making very little money. All the real journalists at the LA Times have run to somewhere else. They don't have real journalists there. They have a bunch of college kids, just a bunch of woke fools. So
this next clip, Trump talks about Newsom. He talks about, well, apparently this got a lot of attention. He starts to imitate Biden getting lost on stage. Let's listen.
Gavin has become Crooked Joe Biden's top surrogate, I think, because he doesn't think Biden is going to make it. That's why he's doing it. He doesn't think he's going to make it, and it won't be him so easy. He's going to have a big fight. However, because there will be a lot of Democrats competing, it's going to be very interesting. But let's see. Look, some people say Biden's going to make it. Does anybody think he's going to make it to the starting gate? I mean, the guy can't find his way off of a stage. Look, here's a stage. Here's a stage. I've never seen this stupid stage before, right? I've never seen it. But if I walk left, there's a stair. And if I walk right, there's a stair. And this guy gets up. Where am I? Where the hell am I? Where am I?
All right.
What's important about this is that, right, when Trump does it like this, it's funny, but it's just not covered. A lot of the mainstream media now just ignores that Biden is like this. They just, the story runs on Fox News in a couple of places.
Yeah, but it gets around.
Honestly, in a different day and time where we weren't this split, I think the whole country would be like, oh my God, what's going on? This old man can't even find his way off the stage.
You know, he's back in 2016 form. I know a guy who went to this Anaheim conference and said Trump did that for an hour and a half. And it was just a complete stand-up routine from beginning to end. And he was back in his Las Vegas comedian mode.
Where the hell am I?
And apparently today he blasted because he's in New York with a civil trial for fraud, which was brought by the attorney general of that state. And he went on a rampage against her, the judge, everybody.
I'm trying to understand that case. And I'll be honest, I don't understand what this is about. If he inflated the value of his properties to the banks or the insurance companies, then they're supposed to catch it. They didn't file any complaints. There are no victims here. No bank complained. No insurance company complained.
I guess if it's against New York state law, though, to put that on applications.
Yeah. Well, but that's what you do when you're trying to destroy somebody politically.
Oh, it is. It is nitpicking.
Who else got charged with that? Who gets charged with something which the system itself takes care of any inequities, right? If Trump exaggerates or lies or just is wrong about his estimate, then the bank says, no, you're wrong. We're not going to give you a loan based on that amount. I mean, that's all. It self-corrects. This Letitia, what's her name? Letitia James?
Yeah.
Comes flying out of the blue to regulate a private negotiation where neither side had complained about it.
All right, but she's the one that sent Andrew Cuomo packing anyway.
Yeah.
when he was governor. All right, we got more coming up. Don't forget, after 2 o'clock, we're expecting to speak to Kim Klinkenbroomer. She is the mother of L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbroomer, who was shot to death back on September 16th, just as he was about to head out on patrol outside the Palmdale Sheriff's Station. Also, who will be here is the fiancée of Ryan, Brittany. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, to listen to what you missed.
Well, we just played a clip of Trump appearing in California because the Republicans had their state convention. He was one of the speakers, but he was also making the rounds. And he said, shoplifters will be shot when I take over again. So, speaking of being shot, this is another really horrible, unbelievable story. It actually comes from a Bay Area store. Apian Food and Liquor in El Sobrante. One of the clerks there was trying to stop a repeat shoplifter. He'd already been to the store twice taking stuff. Sounds like what he was taking was lighter fluid. Can you guess what happened next? Here is the story from CBS Bay Area.
Surveillance video captured the moment a man the store clerk said shoplifted three times that day, poured lighter fluid on him, and set him on fire. The attack left Siraj with second and third degree burns on his face, neck, chest, and shoulder. He's been hospitalized since last Friday.
It's terrible, you know. You know, I'm still in a trauma right now. You know, the pain is like, it's like 7, 8, you know, out of 10. And when we clean the wound, it's like, it's over 10.
Siraj, who declined to share his last name, said he's worked as a clerk at Appian Food and Liquor in El Sobrante for about 5 years. On this day, he said his coworker alerted him to the repeat shoplifter who stole lighter fluid each time. Siraj tried to stop him while his coworker grabbed a bat.
He just, you know, splashed those lighter fluid on my face. And I was so scared at that moment, and I don't know like what to do, and just come to stop him, and I don't remember. He just lit the fire on me, you know.
The Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office said deputies arrested the suspect, 38-year-old Kendall Burton, a homeless person in El Sobrante.
There you go.
He's facing charges including assault with a deadly weapon, battery, arson, and robbery. He's being held without bail.
I would like to say, like, nobody has to go through this kind of situation. The small stores should have, like, more, like, a security or something like that.
Siraj said he needs several surgeries and faces a long road to recovery. His family started an online fundraiser to help with medical bills.
And how is your family holding up seeing you like this?
Yeah, they are. All the time they cry, you know, when they come here.
Store employees say the suspect came into the store a few times that day and stole lighter fluid each time.
There you go, from CBS Bay Area. This time, the vagrant, for some reason, was obsessed with stealing lighter fluid. So when they tried to stop him, he set the poor guy on fire.
All right, mental patient, homeless person. The guy is 38 years old.
Now,
you imagine how crazy this guy is?
You think this is a no bail situation? He did get, they did make him bail, but.
I thought she said no bail.
No, he's being held without bail.
Right. Okay.
Sentence.
Okay. So at the moment, there's no.
There's not even a bail.
There's not even a bail. Right. Okay,
yeah. Because this is almost murder.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, easily could have been. So, but you have somebody walking the streets. Now, I am sure he's got a record. I'm sure he's got a very colorful story of the first 38 years. But guys like that shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. And there's literally tens of thousands of them. So everybody's made a choice. This poor guy happened to be. To happen to lose the lottery. He's the one who got his face lit on fire by a lunatic who in any other time in America, that man would be inside a mental institution, locked up with no chance to get out. And that was a just situation. That would be a fair situation if a guy like that was kept inside a mental institution indefinitely, forever. That's the way life used to be, and that's what we should get back to.
Because should have waited for the guy with the bat to clobber him first before he confronted the guy with the lighter fluid.
And this is why companies don't want their employees going after the bad guys, because you're gonna get be set on fire.
Now, all right, coming up next, we're gonna have a conversation with Kim Klinkenbrumer and Brittany. Kim is the mother of L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, who was shot to death on September 16th as he was going off on patrol outside the Palmdale Sheriff's Station. And, of course, Kim has already made it clear she's not happy that they're not seeking the death penalty against his killer. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.